Yeah, that was quite good.
While the powerhouse was operating, Gordon, can you comment on what sort of status the place had in the wider community because of the role that it played? For example, was there any sort of respect, if you like, amongst the populace for people who worked there, or was it just an ordinary industrial sort of site?
I think it was ordinary industrial type of site, with possibly the one exception. Most of Canberra stopped and started by the whistle that came from the power station, with exception of the public service, which didn't start till 8:30 in the morning. Had an hour for lunch, and I think they used to finish about 5:08 or something like that, if I remember rightly. But it was out of sync, put it this way, with the industrial workshops. And there was quite a number of them. You know, they went from where the power station is virtually right down to the railway station. The Tech College was there, the timber yards were there. The mechanical workshop, of course, was right next to the electrical workshop. They had blacksmith shops. The printing office people, they relied on the power station whistle.
There are two stories about that whistle. One of them is that Harry Trevelyan said that his father Tom made the whistle, and the other story is that it was off the old HMAS Australia, the naval vessel.
I couldn't help you there. It was there when I started work, and they put up an air raid siren during the war, but that was only for air raids, which we never got, but still.
Did you have any practice runs?
Yes. There was a few practices, if I remember right. This is what we were supposed to do, and of course we all volunteered for plane spotting, identification of
zeros
and that sort of business, you know, and used to take shifts at, you'd do one night a week or something like this, or...
I guess there may have been some concern that in the event of an air raid, the powerhouse would certainly be a target.
Oh, that's right, yes, yeah. Yes, the powerhouse and the Belconnen Naval Station, of course, really stood out because of its masts, and that would have been a bit crippling. Also, the RAF at Fairburn had, during the war, it mainly had a Dutch squadron there, but quite an active squadron. Like, you know, they chased submarines and they got a few hits going from here down to the south coast.
When the powerhouse closed down in 1957, did you personally have much of a feeling of regret that that had happened, or do you think there was a feeling of regret about it?
I don't think so. It sort of went that gradual. Like, you know, when the power station closed down, the switchyard was still working. So that part was still there. The control of Canberra's electricity was still in the power station, even though there were no machines running or anything like this. It was purely a static set up there with all the switches, of course, like, you know, that control Canberra were all sort of done from there.
So this was the switchboard inside the building?
Yeah, this was the switchboard inside the
building. So it was still used after the power
It was, that's right, yes. And then, of course, an electricity house, then they shifted the control across the electricity house.